I am not a gardener. I've been called a plant murderer, horticulturally challenged, a botany dropout, a weed spectator, a napalm landscaper, and a person who thinks perennial is a headache medication. And here I am, a rural country vicar on Rogation Sunday, preaching to you. I have to be very careful because it's full of gardening and agricultural images, the passages that we've had. And we've already walked here and had the vistas, the glory of being in the midst of God's beautiful land. Even if it meant that one of the footpaths we walked on went straight through the middle of a crop. But we kept very closely to the OS line, so all is well. But there's something of bounty, there's something of life, there's something of joy here. And it's hidden to some extent, as is suggested in the Gospel reading. The first four verses of this Gospel reading are only found in Mark, and Mark alone. It's unique. There's something about a hidden seed that grows into something monumental. Despite its humble beginnings, something glorious happens. And intriguingly, there's the farmer's relative lack of input or care. It's just there, and it begins, and it grows, and it propagates. So you can see where I'm going in this sermon already. I thought, well, how heavy is a mustard seed? Well, I'm reliably informed, it's 2 milligrams. Yes, it's not a lot. They're tiny, aren't they? Then I went, how heavy is a mustard bush? Now, I was imagining something, you know, pretty big scale. Wikipedia only gave me it coming in at 3 kilos. Now, I'm sure there are mustard bushes a lot bigger than that. But that means, from the mustard seed to the bush, 1.5 million times bigger. You get this sense, don't we, with the superlatives in Scripture, that God's not in the business of maths. He defies it. But he takes things that are seemingly small and insignificant and multiplies them into abundance. And that's what's going on in this parable teaching. So let's dig a little bit deeper. Notice my puntastic nature there. I think the first thing is not to look on small beginnings. Things that seemingly are insignificant, they're not noticed, they're hidden, they're buried in the field like this seed. Because God is at work. There's a hidden energy and a power here. God's Spirit. Be patient that what perhaps you're holding on to and waiting for fruition is yet to be revealed. The first time somebody asked me whether I'd ever thought to be called to be a vicar, as you probably remember, I laughed a lot. It was 13 years before I finally got ordained. So well done, Olivia, you heard the call a lot quicker than I did. God was patient, but something had been planted in my life and it wasn't going to stay dormant forever. And you may feel the same, that there's things deep in yourself that you yearn for, you hold on to, and yet nothing has changed. This parable's for you, it's for us, that something is going on behind the scenes. God is at work. Second thing, I think, is that God has good things for those who put their trust in him. Eventually, there is this bush. This glorious plant. Hold on to the wise advice that God has given you already and be open to the fact that he has more things to tell you, more things for you to discover that seemingly at the moment you can't hear or you can't see. Many years ago, I was praying a prayer about various decisions in my life, and God said very simply to me, "Listen to Louise." Says wise words.
I'm still waiting.
As with most of these things, it's work in progress to some extent. But yeah, wait on the truth of God's word and what he said, he won't forget that. He will build on it, just as he does with this seed planted. And then this lovely picture of the birds of the air settling into this bush. The kingdom of God has room for all. There's plenty of space. There's no small print exclusions on this kingdom. There's shade for the birds. There's home for you and me. And I think that's a glorious picture of church. Whatever has brought you here today, whether you've walked across the fields or driven or been dropped off, whatever journey is behind your exploration of faith, you are welcome. There is room for all, and there's room for a lot more as well. Because restoration and birth and growth is possible. Despite not being a gardener, earlier this year I was looking under the patches under the tree out the back of our house. It doesn't get the sun on it. It gets quite a lot of wear and tear from me and the dogs. And I thought, I'm going to reseed this area and grass will blossom. You know, I started small, grass, that's all I was growing. Would have really helped if I read the instructions on how to seed things. You know, you have to rake, don't you? You have to water. You all know this. You're just looking at me saying, dumb vicar. That's fine. So I watered the ground, put seed down, and nothing happened. Because I hadn't raked it, hadn't put topsoil on it, nothing. Eventually, Louise read the instructions. This is the third time of seeding. And now, glory be, the grass is growing. So just this morning, I was out there watering it, feeling quite proud of myself. Well, God's doing that in us. Growing, giving, taking something that was bare and barren and growing something beautiful. And he's not finished yet. So we do have a role to play, and it's simply knowing what it might be. How can we help God as this gardener? So this is a passage of life and hope. And the fact that it is beyond our understanding, we still need to hold on and trust that God will deliver, because he will. We're still in the Easter season where resurrection in the face of loss and death is preeminent. We live here and now. This is where we are called to garden and grow and to trust God. The past is behind, but the danger with the past is we compare and contrast what is today with what was. And sometimes that's not very helpful. We can also be aspiring to the future, the unknown, what could be. But that uncertainty can give us a lot of angst. God's saying, live now, trust me now, in this moment, even if you can't see the full picture. And that's what God's saying in this passage in Joel. It's a passage of restoration and abundance for a whole nation who are wondering, will it ever be good again? And of course, God promises that it will. That wonderful line that he will repay for the years the locusts have eaten. So if God can do that for a nation, he can certainly do it for us. However uncertain and however untrusting we are today. For whatever has seemed doomed or dead or lost or buried under the ground in our lives can be restored by God. The kingdom of God here, as it's depicted, is not a place of regret. It's a place of renewal and rebirth and beginning again. A kingdom that's available freely for everyone. There are no exclusion categories. Jesus died and rose for the world. So however insignificant we feel today, however unnoticed you may consider your life to be by others and by God, and however seemingly unaware of change in your life, God is at work if you've invited him to partner with you. I'm not a gardener, but God is. He's a divine gardener a gardener who knows best how to tend us, how to grow us, how to take us on a journey of faith. And there's so many pictures and similes and metaphors in the Bible. John 15, that the vine is another powerful picture of what God does for us. So I think this parable says that God's not finished. He's not finished with us yet. There's more to come. It's work in progress. But we have a master farmer who desires abundance in our lives and plants a seed of eternal hope and life forever. Yesterday, Louise and I had the privilege of going to see the penultimate final performance by Hugh Bonneville and Maggie Siff of Shadowlands, the story of C.S. Lewis and Joy Gresham up in the West End. It's so powerful. So powerful. But C.S. Lewis is recorded of having said this, and it was quoted by Joy Gresham, his wife, "This is only the land of shadows. Real life hasn't begun yet." As he looked to eternity and heaven. That's what we hold on to, even though it may not be seen yet. It is coming. Yes, we live in the shadow lands now, but not for eternity. Real life has yet to begin, but the kingdom of heaven can be with us now, a message of hope for that eternal message of joy. Let's pray. Father, there's a bit of a mystery with this parable. There's things that are yet to be revealed. And for each and every one of us, we pray that we would trust you as the divine gardener, that in your time, we would make sense of what you were doing. Help us to hold on to the words you've spoken, to seek the words you're yet to say to us, and to have faith and trust in what you're growing in our lives. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.